This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez. A conservation ranch north of Grand Junction has shut down hunting operations on its land due to damage from the Pine Gulch fire. In a statement, the High Lonesome Ranch says that wildlife and the land need time for rehabilitation. Hunting will stop for the rest of the 2020 season, both inside and outside the fire perimeter. The ranch says that the Pine Gulch fire, now the largest in state recorded history, impacted a large swath of land already suffering from record drought. A major water pipeline called the Arkansas Valley Conduit had its groundbreaking yesterday. Here's CPR Southern Colorado reporter Dan Boyce.
This pipeline to bring clean drinking water to 50,000 people east of Pueblo is a long time coming, like 58 years long. The bill originally authorizing it was signed by President John F. Kennedy. Local communities have long been using contaminated groundwater supplies and struggled to pay for the new pipeline. This year, Congress appropriated $28 million to finally start moving forward. The U.S. Bureau of Reclamation estimates the pipeline will ultimately cost up to about $600 million. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Air Force finally got on the football field last night, and they dominated the Navy midshipmen. Air Force won 40-7 in Colorado Springs. They wore special uniforms to honor the Tuskegee Airmen and their red-tailed planes. Now the Falcons have 3 weeks off until their delayed Mountain West Conference schedule starts. This is CPR News and KRCC.